Once you have selected a funding year, the screen will populate with the FRN information. You may have multiple FCC Form 471 and FRNs listed. Please note that only FRNs with the required approved FCC forms on file will populate in this table. FRNs that have been cancelled, or FRNs for which the invoice deadline date has passed, will not be listed. You can also select your specific FRN by entering your FRN number in the Funding Request Number, FRN, field. If you do not see your FRN listed, please refer to the Invoicing Requirements Guide in the Resources tab of your course player to check and verify that your FRN is available for invoicing. If you believe that an FRN is missing from this list in error, you can open a customer service case to report the issue. Before making a selection, review the information in each row to ensure you select the correct FRN. To add an FRN to the invoice you are creating, select its row. Let's select the FRN with a funding request amount of $1,800.